Step our state!
Union President Don Bundick leads dozens of state workers in a chant on the Capitol steps in Juneau. The rally is for all the thousands of workers in the union, but its focus is on supporting those in the Division of Public Assistance. The union criticized the state's plan to hire contract workers to fix a months-long backlog of food stamp applications. It called for safer workplaces and for the state to hire more permanent Alaska employees.
We have got to staff this permanently. We cannot do this temporarily.
Joey Tilson is a Division of Public Assistance worker from Ketchikan who spoke on behalf of union members wearing a Viking-style knit hat.
And we cannot do a Band-Aid fix. And we cannot go and temporarily fund the staffing. Alaskans are being harmed by this. Every person that you know and love is somehow affected by public assistance in this state.
She says she appeared before the legislature last year on behalf of the union to ask them not to cut jobs. But the state defunded more than 100 positions in the division anyway. Anchorage Democratic Representative Genevieve Mina says she was a legislative staffer when that happened.
And there were concerns that were raised by legislators, by union members, by folks at DPA and all across the board who were talking about the crisis that could come if you don't all have the resources that you need to do the work to serve Alaskans. And now look what's happened. We're in a crisis.
Union President Heidi Dragas calls the division's staff shortage dire. But she says the state's plan to hire contract workers breaks its collective bargaining agreement with employees. She says the contract workers are likely to be from out of state.
It's a blatant violation of our contract, but we made it very clear to the commissioner and the director of personnel and labor relations that we would like to amicably resolve this issue.
Dragas is also concerned that the Dunleavy administration has ordered division staff to return to their offices while they face threats of violence from Alaskans who are frustrated and desperate after months of waiting for benefits. She says security contracts should have been in place first.
Workers are afraid to return to work, to return to the office. And until those safety measures are put in place, we don't think they should have to.
Meanwhile, Tilson said conditions are hard for Division of Public Assistance workers.
Morale is low. They're distrustful of administration right now. Many of them want to leave. Many of them have left. You know, there's many days that I have thought about leaving, but I can't because I want to take care of Alaskans.
But she said she's heartened by support from legislators and new leadership in the Department of Health. Division Director Deb Etheridge began just weeks ago, and Commissioner Heidi Hedberg has been in her post only a few months. Tilson said she's willing to give them a chance. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.